If Alla Weinstein succeeds in her quest, someday there will be a floating wind farm far out to sea from the beaches of Morro Bay in Cambria. Weinstein is the founder of Trident Winds, a company aiming to lease a 70,000-acre area of the Pacific Ocean from the federal government to build an offshore power plant, a plant powered by the wind. She says the technology for making turbines that float in deep oceanic waters hasn't been available until now.
You can start now thinking about developing offshore wind off the coast of California.
Why build a wind farm on the ocean and not on terra firma? One reason is that the wind blowing across the ocean's surface tends to flow at higher sustained speeds than on land, says the Bureau of Ocean Management, also called BOEM. That makes the turbines more efficient. BOEM is a federal agency under the Department of Interior that manages offshore energy development. It issues commercial leases for the nation's coastal waters and seabed to oil and gas companies, and now companies that want to develop renewable energy systems like Trident Winds.
The state of California was moving to 50% renewables. It all kind of led to, okay, let's look at the state of California. Let's look what makes sense to do and when. So we effectively initiated the process of developing offshore wind in the state of California.
The National Renewable Energy Laboratory estimates the wind power in areas off the coast of California could technically generate 1.5 times the state's total electrical consumption. Visitors to this area of the Central Coast won't be able to see Trident Wind's proposed farm of 400-foot-tall windmills, up to 100 of them, blade spinning and turning turbine generators to create electricity. To not be visible from shore, the farm must be located at least 23 miles out, and Trident says its farm would be about 30 miles offshore. When looking for possible locations, the company sought an available lease area that is reliably windy and accessible to existing transmission lines.
We decided to focus on Morro Bay and reuse the transmission and the energy delivery infrastructure that's already available in Morro Bay.
In the Trident Winds plan, electricity generated by spinning offshore windmills is carried to land via a submarine transmission cable. That cable, once it hits the beach, snakes through an underground tunnel to the Morro Bay power plant. The tunnel is already there. It used to carry wastewater from the shuttered Morro Bay power plant out to discharge in the bay. It's not the now decommissioned power plant itself that Trident Winds wants. It's access to adjacent equipment that connects to a PG&E substation and switchyard behind the plant. From there, the electricity flows to the statewide power grid. The city of Morro Bay owns the tunnel and connecting structures. The city and Trident Winds signed a partnership agreement in October 2015. The company that owns the Morro Bay power plant, Dynegy, shut it down for good in early 2014. And in October, Dynegy threw in the towel on possibly developing a wave energy, or hydrokinetic, park roughly 3 miles off the coast from the plant. It's now for sale, says David Onifer, Dynegy's communication manager.
The Morro Bay facility remains mothballed and secure as we continue to explore options for selling the site.
After the federal government received Trident Wind's application for an offshore lease, in August, it issued a request for other companies interested in the same area for the same purpose. One did come forward. Statoil, an energy company mainly owned by the Norwegian government, submitted a letter of interest. Now, the Bureau of Ocean Management is deliberating if and when there will be a competitive auction for the lease. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.